Respected viewers, I would like to share a beautiful hadith mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah, hadith number 800. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and reports how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, مَا تَوَطَّنَا رَجُلٌ مُسْلِمُ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلصَّلَاةِ وَالذِّكْرِ إِلَّا تَبَشْبَشَ اللَّهُ لَهُ كَمَا يَتَبَشْبَشُ أَهْلُ الْغَائِبِ أَهْلُ الْغَائِبِ بِغَائِبِهِمْ إِذَا قَدِمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. When a Muslim makes the masjid an abode for salah and dhikr, Allah becomes happy with him the way the family of a missing person become happy upon his return. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So what does it mean to make masjid an abode? This means to make it necessary upon yourself to attend masjid. It does not imply that you reserve a specific space for you, right, inside. A hadith prohibits for doing so. The virtue of making the masjid an abode regarding salah and remembrance of Allah Almighty therein, not for worldly purpose and pleasures of the nafs. Rather, it should be for the dhikr of Allah. It should be for the remembrance of Allah, for salah. In the explanation of this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh writes that keeping a spot for yourself in the masjid such that you cannot retain focus in another area is disliked. It is permissible to reserve a spot if lawful requirements exist. Just as the mihrab is a place only for the imam, and some masajid have an exclusive spot for the mukabbir behind the imam, the two should perform sunnah and nafil prayer in different places. He who sits in an area first is entitled to it. Some sultans of Islam reserved a spot for themselves behind the imam as their lives were at risk if they prayed elsewhere despite having security arrangements. They are resultantly excluded from this ruling, these mentioned ones. Allah Almighty becoming happy with somebody, this means Allah Almighty looking at them mercifully, subhanAllah, and granting them blessings, goodness, and esteem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy with those people who frequently attend masajid for salah and dhikr. The way people become happy when they meet their loved ones after a long time, this is purely by the way of example which is just given, because no example suits best to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is just for our understanding. Afterwards, Allah Almighty grants them blessings and honor. What a great abode. Masajid are the best places on the face of this earth. We should attend regular salahs. We should offer salah with jama'at. We should stay in masjid for dhikr, for salah, for remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for tilawat of Quran, for ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we remain attached with our masajid, because these are the forts of our iman. They protect our iman.